Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, God, as we continue, oh God. Father, lifting up your name, God, and giving you the glory, God. We want to say thank you, Father. God, I thank you for your word tonight, for every person, God, that's on the line. We lift up our voice, God. Your word says, oh Father God, that put on the garment of praise for the side every weight. They try to so easily beset us, God. But we want to thank you for a strategy, God. We want to thank you for peace in the midst of it all, God. Tonight we want to thank you, God, as we lift up the bloodstained banner. Every intercessor on this line standing in the gap, oh God. Father, as we make intercession for others, God, I thank you that the angels are on assignment for us, God. I thank you right now, God, that every promise concerning all of us and everyone as we stand in the gap is yea and amen. The weapons of our warfare in your word say are not carnal, God, but they are mighty to the pulling down of every stronghold, Father God. And we pull it down in our minds. We pull it down in consciousness, oh God. Father, I thank you right now, oh God, for lifting up a standard against the enemy, oh God. Father, I give you the glory, oh God, but they are more with us than are against us, oh God. They're more with us than are against us, oh God. And as we stand today, God, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for making every creature straight tonight, God. As we wage war in the spirit realm, to take back, oh God, everything, God. Not afraid, but moving forward with our armor fully intact. We thank you for strengthening us today, oh God. Let the weak say, I am strong. I think Prophetess Monica Higgins is next.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise, oh God. We give you thanks, dear Father God. Father God, as we come to you, Lord, humble ourselves before you. Father, we ask you, dear Lord, that you forgive us of all our sins and all our trespasses. Lord, you wash us and you cleanse us and you purge us, oh God. Father God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Father God, we ask for your Holy Spirit Spirit to take full control. Father God, we come, Lord God, with our petition before you, Lord. Father, we ask you, dear Father, to take full control, dear Father. Lord God, as we come, oh God, Lord, we present, oh God, this nation, oh God, into your hands, oh Lord. Father God, you said, oh Lord, in your word, oh God, if my people are called by my name, oh God, will, oh God, humble themselves, seek your face, oh God, and ask for forgiveness. Then you, Lord, oh God, will hear from heaven. You, Lord, will forgive, and you, Lord, will heal. Oh God, we thank you. And Lord, we're asking for healing even at this time, oh Father. Lord God, we come, dear Lord Jesus, oh God, tonight. And Lord God, we are placing, oh God, our government. Lord God, we ask, dear God, that you take full control, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for our president. We pray, oh God, that you'll put the right people around him. Father, we ask, dear Father, that you take all things in control, oh Lord, and help us, dear Father. Lord God, we ask, dear God, that you, Lord God, will bring peace to your people even at this time. Lord, we ask peace, perfect peace, oh God. Lord, touch our hearts, oh God, and help us, dear God, to humble ourselves before you, Lord. Father God, we ask, dear Father, that, oh God, you will touch, oh God, our young people. Lord God, you see and you know them, Lord, oh God. Father God, so many distractions. But Father, we're asking you, dear Lord, to send your angels, dear Father, to guide them, Lord, to speak to them, dear Father. Lord, we ask, oh God, as they gather in the schools, in colleges, universities, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll put the right people in front of them. Lord, that you'll put the right people, oh God, to guide them, Lord God, and to teach them the way, oh Lord. Father, we pray for parents. We pray for guardians. Oh, Father God, help them, dear Lord, that they will be able to administer discipline, that they will be able, oh God, to encourage, that they will be able, oh God, to help in whatever way they can, so that our young people, oh God, can grow and strive in the way that they ought to be, Lord God. They are going to be the next generation, Lord. And Father God, Lord God, we feel so fearful because of what is taking place, oh God. But God, we know that, God, we trust you. We know, God, that, Father, that you are in charge. And Lord, we just thank you, oh God. Father, continue to strengthen us, dear God. Father God, we pray, oh Lord God, Father, for the homeless, the fatherless, the motherless, the widow, the widower. Father God, we pray for those who are sick and afflicted. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray healing right now, Lord. Touch, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, Lord, we ask, dear Father, that you take all religious leaders, dear Father God. You see and you know them, Lord, the anointed ones. Father, we ask that you encourage them. Continue, dear Lord God, to help them, dear Father, to walk the straight and narrow way, to fight the good fight, oh God, to offer faith, oh Lord. Father God, we ask, dear Jesus, oh God, that, oh Lord God, you turn things around for us, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you. Touch each and every one on this line, oh God. Father God, we ask for your protection. We ask for your guidance, Lord. Father, we ask for breakthrough, dear Jesus. Father God, we claim victory in the name of Jesus. We claim, oh God, prosperity, success, oh God. Father, we ask, dear God, for financial openings, oh God. Increase, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for love, relationships, dear Lord. Father God, touch our lives, dear God. Father, you are the source of everything. And Lord, we give you thanks tonight. Lord, we ask, dear God, that you take full control, Lord, and have your way, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, as we continue in prayer, we are so grateful, God, that you have brought us together again. Father, thank you for this outcry, this midnight call to pray, God. Father, we honor you tonight. We thank you, even for a night being into morning, God. We honor you and we thank you. God, we come to you on behalf of every situation that divides us, God. We speak unity, God, in Jesus' name. And Father, we come to you on behalf of every church representing the body of Christ. Father, we thank you because, God, we're asking you to allow us to stand. Father, you told us that upon the rock you would build the church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So, God, we call forth unity in the body of Christ. Father, not looking at denomination or looking at position, but God, the church.
Yes, Lord.
We come before you, God, on behalf of the church. Every pastor, hallelujah, every evangelist, every prophet, every preacher, every teacher, every administrator. God, we ask you to strengthen us as a body. Pull all parts together, God. Fill us, God. Father, fill us with your Holy Ghost, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that we may do the work that is set before us, God. Father, we ask you to bring forth the healing, the anointing, the administration of the Holy Ghost, God, in Jesus' name, that we can be able to save, heal, and deliver in the name of the Lord Jesus. And God, we're asking you, God, to now enter into the court of heaven, God. Father, judge every situation, God. And Father, all of us who have court situations, God, going, God. Give us favor, God, in Jesus' name. Father, shake the court system, God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as it says in God, we trust, God. We trust you to bring us out with a positive outcome, God, in Jesus' name. And then, God, we ask you to bless every judge, every jury, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every disposition, God, we ask you, God, to go before us. Every defendant, every plaintiff, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to bring forth justice and let justice reign, God, in Jesus' name. And then, God, I ask you to look down on every business, every entrepreneur, everybody who has a call on their life to do what you have given them to do for your purpose and for your glory. God, we honor you tonight. We thank you, God. Father, we thank you for keeping us safe, God, even in this city, God. Father, we thank you for keeping us and holding us, God, protecting us. And most of all, God, we thank you for loving us. God, we speak healing and deliverance to our body. We speak to every organ, every nerve, every part of our body, every limb, God. And, Father, we ask you to cover our mind, our heart. God, cover everything that we set our hand to do, God. And then, God, I ask you to stop creativity in us, God. Yes. Father, stop new inventions in us, God. Yes. Stop in us, God, new potential, God. And, yes. Father, don't let us rest until we accomplish everything that you put for us on this earth, God. And we thank you and we praise you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, in the name of the Holy Ghost, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we're standing on the word where you said, if my people, which are called by thy name, shall humble themselves and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, you will hear from heaven. And we thank you, God, that you're hearing us even now. We thank you, Lord, that you're hearing from the outer courts and the inner courts. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to enter into the holies of holies and go behind the veil and stand in the gap for this your people. Mm-hmm. And God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we release a spirit of healing, health, and wholeness to your people in the name of Jesus. We call healing in families. We call healing in relationships. We call healings. We call cancers dissolved, tumors disintegrated, kidney stones melted, arthritis healed, hearts, murmurs release, God, and move from their bodies, regulating every heart, regulating every mind, regulating emotions, God, regulating every psychological state, God. We release healing in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Every home that's represented here, God, we decree healing, God. Heal relationships, God. Every relationship strain, God. We decree the bosheta, heal, God. Every broken relationship, mend it, God. We call restoration of the family. We call restoration of marriages. We come against the spirit of divorce. We come against the spirit of separation. And we call for the unity. Families, fathers, sons, daughters, mothers, heal those relationships, God, and restore. And we decree it done in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this time of prayer and fellowship, Lord God. We thank you for this call and all of those who have taken the time out to come out and pray and stand in the gap for others on this line, Father. We thank you for the families and the loved ones connected to those here on this line, Lord God. And we even thank you for the neighbors, Lord God, and the teachers and the crossing guards and the police officers, Lord God, and the public officials and the government officials, Lord God. And we ask you to touch their hearts, Lord God, and touch their minds, Lord God, in this season. And we thank you for the covering of protection over the individuals and families, Lord God. We thank you for strength in this season. We thank you for peace in this season. We thank you for right thought in this season, Father God. We thank you for right connections in this season. We thank you for love, God. We thank you for Pastor Deborah and Archbishop Jordan, Father God. We thank you for strengthening them and lifting them up in this season, Lord God, as they strengthen and lift up your people. We thank you for financial breakthroughs in this season, Lord God. We thank you for spiritual breakthroughs in this season, Lord God. We thank you for courage, Lord God. We thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God. In your mighty Son Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Oh, Father God, we continue to give your name the praise, Father God. God, even as the weather's going to changed from tonight, from day to day. Somebody's on the street and just reaching out to you, Father God. We're asking you just to cover the homeless tonight, Father God. Touch them, awaken in their mind, Father God. Help them to find shelter, Father God. I'm asking you also to touch the families that are assembled here today, Father God. The voice of the motherless and the fatherless, Father God. Help the cousins and the babies, Father God, the newborns that have come into this world, Father God. Cover them, and we bind up any curses that shall try to come forth in a generational way, Father God. We're asking you just to cover, Father God, anyone in a hospital, Father God. Cover them, Father God, with any negative report. We cancel that out, Father God. No cancer, no cancer, no tumors, no tumors, Father God. See the tears, Father God, and let the hearts of men, Father God, just touch them, Father God. Release all the heaviness, the heavy burdens, Father God, of bills, and we just cancel out debt today, Father God. God, help us to just move forward in you. Help us to stay on the course. Help us to just move on our journey, Father God, and help us to help other people, Father God. May we have more love, Father God. And even though people might try to come against us, Father God, help us to have even greater love and make it a way for them, Father God, through our hearts to meet up with you, Father God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're covering in our household, a protection, no break-ins, no robberies, Father God, the ones who are driving, Father God, long distances, keep them awake on the road, Father God, on this day. Touch the mother who's crying out for their sons and their daughters on drugs tonight, Father God. Ease their heart, Father God. Let them know that you have them. You will cover them, Father God. Give us favor in court situations, health situations, creative situations, Father God, and even our ministries, Father God. Help us to stay connected, Father God. Anything that's unlike you, Father God, we bind that in the name of Jesus, Father God. We love you and continue to lift your name. Your name, and we thank you for our leaders, Father God, here, Archbishop and Pastor Jordan. Bless them, bless them, bless them, Father God, and give them also peace, Father God. In your name, amen.
And Father, we thank you for every life here on the call, even now. We thank you for every family, even now, Father God. We thank you for divine peace and restoration, even now, Father God. We cover every household, Father God, even now. We thank you for divine intervention and peace and healing, Father God. Order our steps even now as we come and as we go in every interaction and every relationship in our life, Father. Allow completions to begin to happen. We bring divine healing to unsettled hearts, Father. Those that are having a heavy heart, Father, bring divine peace and healing to that even now, Father God. Father, we rebuke the spirit of depression and anger, frustration, Father God. Bring peace. Blow a fresh wind of peace into our lives and into our homes even now, Father God. Father, allow a prophetic covering even now to begin to occur in the lives and in the children and in our future as they come and as they go. Right connections, Father God. Right experiences, Father God. Father, allow us to bring joy and healing and peace and a spirit of love, agape love, even now in our interactions as we come and go, as we come and as we go, even now, Father God. Allow us to represent you, Father. We thank you. We give you the glory. We honor you, Father God, even now. In your name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the peace of God. We thank you for the peace of God that goes beyond any understanding, Lord God. Lord, tonight we apologize for the spirit of unforgiveness that still lies within us, Lord God. We apologize for going left when you've told us time and time to go right, Father God. We apologize for standing in anger when we should show love, Father God. We apologize, Lord God, for giving up when you've told us time and time again and showed us time and time again the glory, God. Forgive us, Lord God, for our unfaithfulness at times, Lord God, even when you meet us halfway. And, Lord God, tonight we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the mercy that continues to pull us forward, Father God. Lord, I pray for all those hearts and ears that who have not turned to you yet, Father God, but as we stand as intercessors, as we stand as road makers, Lord God, for them, Lord God. Bless us, Lord God. Continue to use us, Lord God, as messengers of your word, messengers of your love, messengers, Lord God. I thank you for all the prophets who continue to seek you day in and day out, Father God. May you bestow us upon us a wisdom like never before. May we dwell deeper in your grace, deeper in your knowledge, deeper in your wisdom, Lord God, that you would take us beyond what eyes can see. Thank you for your commitment, Lord God. Thank you for your commitment on the cross, Lord God, for the sins that you forgive us for each and every day, Lord God, things that we're not even, Lord God, we don't even have the grace for. We thank you for being the road maker, Lord God. Lord God, tonight I pray for our loved ones, for those who are married, Lord God, I pray for their spouses. Lord, I encourage them in this hour, in this time. I pray for the clarity of mind and heart. For the children, Lord God, I pray that they, Lord God, do not go astray from the word, but through the seed, that they stay focused, Lord God, and they continue to move forward the legacy, the prophetic legacy. And Lord God, I pray for our friends, our associates, Lord God. When I cancel, I reverse any attack of the enemy, anything connected to any demonic spirit, Lord God, that is connected to us, that is to stop us from our growth, from our destiny, Lord, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
And Father God, we come to you with an open heart. We come to you with open ears. We come to you with an open mind, God. We give you the praise. You get all the glory, God. You are our El Shaddai. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch each household that is representing on this line tonight. Father God, we ask that you have your way in our life. Father God, I ask that you continue to increase us all around, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you give us new vitality and life and energy, the abundance life that you have called for us, God. Father God, any type of sickness that comes against any one household, God, we cancel it out in the name of Jesus. Father God, we stand on your word, God, because your word has never, ever failed us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for every open door, God, and for opening doors, even when doors have looked closed, God. We thank you for opening up. Open it up, God. Father God, we thank you for every opportunity that you constantly keep giving us, God. We thank you for the miracles that you bring into our lives, God. We thank you for everything that is of you, God. And Father God, we ask that you cover our brothers, our sisters, God, our family members, our loved ones, God. We ask that you send the angel of protection around them. Father God, we lift up the schools, God. We lift up our country, God. We ask that you guide our president, God. Father God, we know that everything is in your way and that everything is in divine order. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, we thank you right now. Your word says, Jesus, you said, that men ought to always pray and not never faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up. And we come to you and your throne of, hallelujah, your throne of grace, boldly, God, giving you thanks and giving you glory for all that you have done for us, God. We thank you in advance for what you're doing for your people today. And we thank you, Father God, for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich upon their life and addeth no sorrow, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree miracles. We decree blessings and overflow. We thank you, Father God, for your divine glory, your divine peace and love and joy and prosperity, health and success, God. We thank you, Father God, that you get ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask of things according to the power that worketh in us. We thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power to obtain wealth, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. You, God, are our peacemaker. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, be our peacemaker right now. Get on every wall of petition and be our peacemaker. Lord, we thank you right now that the spirit of truth is residing on the inside of us. The spirit of wisdom is residing on the inside of us. The spirit of understanding is residing on the inside of us. God, we know you are God of the impossible. We thank you, Father God, that which looks impossible, you will make possible in our life, God. And we plead your blood over every family right now. We plead your blood
over their cars, their homes, their finances, their communities, the schools, and every university. We plead the blood over our city councilmen. We plead the blood over the Senate right now. We plead the blood over our president right now. We plead the blood. Come on in your blood, Lord. We plead the blood in Congress in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Thy kingdom come, Lord. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, load us with daily benefits, daily God. Give us daily bread. Daily bread. We decree it. Daily bread. Daily bread. Give us seed to sow and bread to eat. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. Let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you're gracing us to not be well and well doing, knowing that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Grace us not to faint. Grace us to keep on being, keep on keeping on, and not get worried. In the name of Jesus, we declare victory. Come on, Shekinah. Now. We receive seed. Oh, Lord, we receive seed. Send out prosperity to your people right now. Now. We receive seed. Oh, Lord, we receive thee. Send now prosperity to our bank account.
Now.
We receive thee. Oh, Lord, we receive thee. Send now prosperity in our health right now. In the name of Jesus. We receive thee. Oh, Lord, we receive thee. Send now prosperity in our
health.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Every request, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have already heard them, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that even on this day, Father, that you're ordering our footsteps, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that your will would be known unto us, Father. But Father, we realize and understand, Lord, that nothing shall be impossible for us because we believe you, because we trust you, Father. But you are the only one that we trust and believe, Father. And therefore, Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks, Lord. We thank you with every request, Father. We thank you, Lord, for every prayer. We thank you, Lord, for every praise. We thank you, Lord, for every thanksgiving that has been offered up unto you this day, Father. Father, we say yes, terrible shut up. We say yes to your will, yes to your way, Father. And Father, we say have your way. Let thy will be done, Father. And even as we step into this new day, Lord, we understand and realize that this is your day that you have made. And therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice. We choose to praise you. We choose to be at peace with man. We choose to love you, Father. We choose to serve you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord. But even as your servant David said, for as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. We choose to serve the Lord. We choose to love you. We choose to worship you, Father. And Father, we thank you right now for everything that you're going to do, Father, in the lives of your people, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the strength. We thank you, Lord, for the joy and for the peace that you're bringing our way, Father. Father, we just thank you in advance. We are not asking you, but Lord, we are thanking you because, Father, it is your good pleasure to give to us what we desire, Father. Therefore, Father, we thank you, Lord, because you are our good shepherd. And because you are our good shepherd, Father, Father, we lean, trust, and depend totally upon thee. Therefore, Father, we decree that this day will be one of the best days of your people's lives. Father, we decree, Lord, that which seemed to be impossible, Father, it shall be made possible for your people's sake, Father. Father, we decree that no one shall be sick among us. We decree prosperity. Yes. We decree health. We decree the blessing of the Lord that shall go before us, that shall overtake us, that shall run over. Father, we thank you, Lord, even as your servant said that his cup runneth over, so our cup runneth over in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and honor for this day, for allowing us to start our day outright to acknowledge you first so that you can order our footsteps. We give you praise and we give you thanks in the precious name of our Lord and Savior.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
to God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, and we say bless you. Yay, we bless say yes.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be
yes.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Prophetess Naomi, I don't know about you, but I feel refreshed, renewed. I feel like keeping on, because I know the best is still yet to come. I just
Amen.
Thank and praise God for every one of you that are here. So, Naomi, we're going to turn it over to you. We just thank the saints. We're going to see you again tomorrow night, tomorrow morning, same time. We will be here until God says different. Amen. We just love you all to life, and thank you for your faithfulness. And I want you to know, as we press, the blessing is always in the press. Even as Jacob began to wrestle with his angel, he would not let that angel go until he was blessed. And I want to declare and decree and encourage every one of you, you don't stop until you receive what you're coming on this call for.
Amen.
How long it take? 3 months.
Yes,
how
Pastor. Yes.
A week. Whatever
That's
and how
good.
Long it takes. Don't quit until you got your blessing. See, a lot of times we quit. And I want to encourage
That's
everyone
all.
You here tonight, don't quit too soon, because the blessing is in arm reach. It's yours. But the question is, how much do you want it? If you want it,
yes.
it's already yours for the action. So this
Amen.
Is prophetic
Amen.
That we are on this call,
Amen.
Especially in this
Amen.
Midnight hour, because God wants to see how much we want it.
Yes.
And how much and what are we willing to sacrifice?
Yes.
Amen.
Prophet Naomi
today. Prophet Naomi, are you on the line? Just share just like maybe a minute or two with the people before we bring this thing to a close. What some of the VAs say when they go to their God and pray.
Pastor. I was sharing with Pastor Deborah with some of our contractors. They're part of another state. They're in the Islam state.
Yes, Islamic, yes.
Yes, and they schedule time and they wake up to do their prayer, and they'll be like, ma'am, especially we have a big project. There'll be a project going on. They got to check in because we're in a different time zone, the time difference, and they will say, I got to go to bed because I got to get up for prayer. And then after prayer, they'll come back online and say, I just finished my prayer. I'm checking on a couple of things, and then I'll be going back to sleep. And what is so amazing, and I was just telling a Prophet W.E., a pastor, that, you know, I'm really, you know, if we can get our children like that, of scheduling time, of prayer, how their life, you know, how their prayer life would be. So I was saying that, you know what, it sometimes it gets so hard to get my kids in bed at a decent hour. I may going to start waking them up just to start having prayer and then going back to sleep, you know, just to get
That's
into
good.
That practice.
That's good.
Because this is something that I believe that this is something that in my generation, and especially in the Christian faith, that we really lack is that discipline of making time for prayer throughout the day. Pastor Deborah.
Thank you so much, Naomi. And I believe prophetically this is what God is doing for us, stirring us up and to question our faith and our belief in him. Can you just give me time and stuff? Give me time so that me and you can so that God can spend time with you and you can spend time
yes,
with
God.
The Father so you can understand his will, his ways, and his purpose. I mean, the Islamic, the Muslim, they believe in their faith. And not only do they believe it, say it, but they do it in action. I'm just here just want to encourage every one of you. Listen, let's stand in the gap. Let's begin to cry out to the God of our Father, because I believe we serve a true and living God. Our God is not dead like others individual their God might be, but our God is alive, and he's ready to hear us even before we speak. So I just want to encourage everyone, let us not quit. Let us move forward with great tenacity, with great strength, amen, with great favor, and bring someone else on the call. I mean, because it's not enough for you to get the blessing. We want to bless other people. It blesses me to see people on this call. Listen, it's not enough for her to get blessed. It's not enough for me to get blessed. Listen, I want all of God's people to be blessed. Because when one go up, I don't want just one go up. I want us all to go up, because it's going to be a corporate blessing that God is going to pour out from the heavens. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you again, everyone. I just love you all to life, and I so appreciate the pastor.
Love you more, Pastor.
Amen.
Love
and I just
you,
believe, Pastor. Thank you so much, all of you. There's going to be other pastors that's going to be coming on this call, but we are just preparing the way. We are preparing the way. We are the Joshuas that's going forth, because there's going to be others. Our children is going to take up this call and this burden so that they can begin to cry out and know God, because it's not going to be enough for them to know the God of their parents, but they got to know God for themselves. So people, God, we are standing in the gap. We are doing this prophetically, because this thing is not something that we're going to start and quit. But I believe and trust the Lord that it's going to be something that's going to carry on. I don't know how long, but I just know it's going to be carried on until God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. So thank you once again. I am so totally blessed and honored to have every one of you on the call every night, believing, trusting, crying out to God with us. And thank you, Prophet Joshua, for coming on the line. Amen. I'm believing that more men will come on this call also. And let us encourage our men to come on the call to pray. It's not an hour. It's not long. 2 minutes. You know, just
amen.
Come on, do your part and just pray. Because we look at the Islamic faith. You see the men and the strength of the religion is you see the men. And we want to encourage our men, just come on and let's just pray. You start your day out all right.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you again. I didn't mean to hold you this long, but I just had to share my heart. It blessed
me. Oh, no.
Tell me what the VAs are saying. They said, listen, can I? And they asked for permission to leave just to pray and to come back on. Because they know that they are dedicated and they believe in God. They are saying and doing. They believe what their priests and their rabbis and their ministers are saying to them,
yes,
and they're moving in faith. And how much more we, as children of the King, should move in faith likewise. Amen. So God bless you, Prophet Sam, and give us our announcement.
Yes. Just want to announce tomorrow, in about 11 and a half hours, I know Prophetess Jessica was on a call praying. She will be back on the line around 12 noon today with Prophet Deanna, Prophetess Cheryl Clark, and Prophetess Tamlin Hodge, and Prophet Francis Vandervall.
Prophetess Naomi, afternoon, it's going to be Prophetess Cheryl Clark. She'll be on the line, and she'll be doing the checkup from the neck up, so that'll be some really interesting stuff going on there tomorrow. Well, today.
Wonderful. So you heard it. Be back here at this same conference call line. Am I correct, Prophetess Jessica?
Yes, ma'am, the same conference call line at 12 o'clock noon.
Yes, so you want to be on that call, and she is a licensed therapist, and definitely if you have questions about any type of mental health, anything like that, she can answer those questions for you. Then also down at the church, for those that are in the New York City area, we have 7 to 9, the red tent with the women, the ladies, where we sit and we discuss everything. That is at the 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street, our Eagle House, where we go and we fellowship. And then from 9 to 12, there's prayer in the sanctuary, okay? And these are those that are in the New York area. I'm not sure if we're going to do it this month, but Pastor, I believe we're going to be doing it as simultaneously as the women are in the church praying and the men in the church praying. We're going to be opening up the conference call line so we can have our prayer from 9 up to 12:30. But Pastor, are we going to start that tomorrow, or are we going to do that in the month of April?
We're going to, for our women's fellowship, we're going to do it tomorrow,
and as well as the month of April. So we'll be, I'll set some other guidelines when I get back.
Okay. So that okay. probably won't take place.
But definitely for tomorrow night because it's already set.
Tomorrow night, yes. So tomorrow night is going to be prayer in the sanctuary at not between 9 and 12. Also, people of God, check your email. The Master Prophet, our Archbishop, His Eminence, is giving us special prophetic instructions to work alongside with this prayer, okay? So check your email so you can get those details, as well as keep your phone calls on, because you're going to be teaching with the Archbishop, the Master Prophet, tomorrow. We don't know the time, but you live such in a prophetic church, you got to just get that call blast and you know when to jump on the call. And I would say that will be the announcements, and then we will be back here between 11:50 p.m. going back into our prayer. So I want to say thank you to everyone. And if you have any questions, you can either text or you can call in, and we can give you the information.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful blessed night.
You are
Love you all. God bless.